The journey with this podcast has been wonderful so far, and the messages and emails from all of you have been a true highlight for me. When I started this podcast, it was a way for me to tell the story of the culture chaos that I was going through. Over the time, the more I heard from you, the more I realized that maybe all of us have the same story, and all of us are going through some sort of a culture chaos. Stay tuned for my announcement at the end of today's episode, which is an ode to the letters and stories that I have heard from you, my listeners. My topic for this podcast today is the good old letters and the art of letter writing. In this age of emails and instant messaging, the days of receiving letters and postcards seem like tales from the Stone Age. Ask a child from today's generation what those red letter boxes do or who that postman uncle is, and they would be clueless about this whole culture of letter writing and sending it through post. The craze over those stamps and the importance of saving some old letters. This whole craze is something that probably our generation was the last one to witness, and boy, was there a romance in that. Some of your parents would still have saved the letters they wrote to each other before marriage. Ask your grandparents and they still might remove an old tin cookie box from their storage containing old postcards and letters and those telegrams. Back in the early 90s, the postman used to come over almost every afternoon and bring us letters from all over the world. Doesn't matter what the season was. They would all get on their bicycles and ensure that your letters got to your homes. They were some of the friendliest people around, and you would often see them reading the letters out to senior citizens and children, and always smiling. There used to be a whole system around it, if you remember. From purchasing those light brown postcards to writing heartfelt letters. Remember sealing them by licking the edges of the envelope or adding the required number of stamps? There was a whole system around transporting that message to a loved one. Even in school English papers, letter writing was one of the questions that followed us all the way till high school, didn't it? Even though it was annoying in the English papers, writing and receiving those letters was always considered very special. And as a culture, we have always been extremely emotional about these letters. Songs like Sandese Aate Hai or Chitti Aayi Hai still fill our eyes with tears, and the characters of postmen have been immortalized through shows like Malgudi Days or through movies like Sholay. With this podcast, I want to bring some of that magic back. I received some beautiful letters from you, my listeners. You have written to me from India and from all over the world. Some have stories of encounters with NRIs, while some have stories of their struggles of wanting to become an NRI. Some of you share some interesting anecdotes from your daily lives, and some of you share your dilemmas of finding your cultural identity. In the coming weeks, I will be reading some of the messages that I have received from you guys. They could be anonymous, or I would love to share your stories with your names. Write to me and share what you have to say. We are all here as a community of culture enthusiasts, and we all want to hear your stories. You can reach out to me on email at culture_chaos@yahoo.com, or you could just find Culture Chaos on Facebook or Twitter. I am going to add my contact details to the info section of this podcast as well. There are several ways to reach me, so let's start this conversation and let's see where it goes. Stay tuned for the upcoming episodes where I will be featuring a letter once a month. Thank you for listening, and I wait to hear back from you with all your stories. Till then, this is Isha and you're listening to Culture Chaos.